Welcome to episode 470 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agent George, and we're also welcoming back to the podcast Nitra.
Yay!
So when she was launched in September 2007, she was the largest cruise ship in the world. Not Nitra, but our topic tonight. She's 1,112 feet long, has 15 decks, and is 155,889 gross tons. Have you figured it out? All right, that's it. It's Royal Caribbean's Independence of the Seas. And Nitra had the opportunity to attend a seminar at sea aboard her, and she's here to tell us all about it. So let's get started. So what class of ship is the Independence of the Seas? Do you remember?
Oh, that's a great question.
Ding, ding, ding.
George,
it's a Freedom class.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow.
And it happens to be my favorite. Independence is my favorite ship.
Oh, really? Have you been on Independence before?
I have, yes.
Okay. So you knew you liked it before you went on it. So what makes it your favorite? What is it about it that you like so much?
I don't know. It's just, don't get me wrong. I love an Oasis class ship, right? But Independence is just, I feel like it's just the right size, especially for a weekend cruise. It's big enough that you can kind of almost still hit all the spots and at least get the feel of the entire ship over a weekend cruise or even a four-night cruise. So it just fits the bill. I kind of wish Royal would build more ships in this class.
I know they keep making them.
I can't wait to try out Icon at some point or some of the bigger ships, but Independence is just like the perfect size for me.
Do you know how many people it holds? I'm guessing about 4,000. Is that right?
It's about 3,000, I think, a little bit over 3,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is a nice size. I like the little bit smaller ships too.
Did I get that right, George?
George,
I'm still looking.
Between 3 and 4. So this one has been, what do they call it? Amplified, right?
It has been amplified, yes.
So what did they add to it whenever they fixed it up? Do you know?
So on this one, it does have, let me remember. So it already, I can't remember if it already had the Flow Rider previously, but it does have the Flow Rider. It does have some water slides. It has Playmakers, Giovanni's, and let me think.
The Fish Place is new.
Oh, yes. What is it called?
It's not the Fish Place, huh?
Restaurant?
It's not the Fish Place. It's called. Oh. And I do know, because it's funny, because we did, while on the seminar, we did a scavenger hunt, and that was one of them, but I just can't think of the name of it right this second.
It's Fish and Ships.
Oh, that's Fish and Ships. Yes, because it's not Fish and Chips. That's why I kind of threw you off.
Okay. Is it like a lot of seafood offers, or is it like kind of fish and chips and fried food and stuff, or
It's mostly just like seafood, and it's included, so it's not like a specialty dining or anything like that.
That was gonna be my next question. Is it one of the complimentary dining areas? Okay, cool.
Yeah, wow, it's up by the pool, actually.
Oh, cool. I like fish.
That's interesting, because on the website right now, it actually has a la carte pricing. So it looks like it's sort of like Johnny Rocket. So fish and chips is $7. Fried chimp is $5.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I thought they, because I didn't stop by there, but I thought it was included.
Maybe it was, but.
To be determined.
They're so busy, I can tell you that. So.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And it says there's an ice skating rink too. So that's kind of cool. Do they do ice shows in the ice skating rink?
They do have an ice show.
Okay. Their shows are always so interesting.
It is. And they do a lot. It's amazing. You know, like the Oasis class with, you know, the water shows. It's mm-hmm. amazing what you can see them do on such a small stage, mm-hmm. especially on that ice on a ship.
Yeah, I know that. And the talent is really good on those ships. I don't know how they do those tricks they do. It always makes me so nervous when they
most definitely are, like, yes,
flinging the women around and their heads are coming really close to the ice. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes me crazy. I don't know. That's cool. So it looks like you sailed out of Port Canaveral. Is this one doing like 3 and 4 nights out of Port Canaveral?
Correct. Yep. Okay. So mine was a Monday through Friday.
Okay. That's a really good, for us in the North Carolina area, because it's still considered a drive market, but it's also a really easy flight to get down there. Did you yes. go early or anything, or did you fly in?
So I flew down on Sunday night,
okay,
and stayed at a Marriott in Orlando, and with the group. There were several of us, and then we got up Monday morning, had breakfast, grabbed an Uber, and headed right on over to the port and got on.
Do you remember how much the Uber was from like the airport area to the port?
So there was 6 of us. So we had an XL. Okay. I think it was close to $100.
Okay. I know that can change in their surge pricing, but it's really, it's good to know. It's good to have like that kind of thing. So did you, so you got a day at sea. Did you have to spend it in a classroom?
I did. Yes. We got up, had breakfast in the Windjammer, and then class started like right around 9, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. We did have lunch at Giovanni's, which was awesome. That was my first time doing specialty dining. I typically just, you know, go with the flow and eat whatever is in the main dining room or on the buffet. But Giovanni's was absolutely magnificent for lunch. Then we went back and finished up the day in the classroom.
That was a long day in classroom time. Just
I mean, but it was broken up, you know, and it was an interactive class setting, right? It wasn't just all about learning and just listening. It was, you know, conversations were had and questions were asked. And it was really good, a day of learning for me.
Now, did you stay with another travel agent, or were you able to take somebody on this with you?
I could have taken someone, but I decided to do a solo cruise. So this was my very first solo cruise on any ship. So it was awesome.
So you really liked that? You
didn't have, well, I do. I highly recommend it.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice when we do these kind of trips and we kind of have built-in people to meet, you know, because it's other travel agents. But yeah, there's still something to be said for not having to answer to anybody and you can relax. Right. Yeah. And
I mean, it was great. I didn't know anyone before getting there. So I did get to meet several other travel agents from Nexion. So that was really nice. And then, you know, hung out with them whenever I wanted to, but then also had the freedom to do what I wanted to, which was relax. And I did take this opportunity to relax on the ship.
Yeah, that's well deserved too. You definitely were due for that. That's cool.
Yes, overdue.
Yeah. So did you go into Nassau? Did you do anything in Nassau?
I did not. So on the day of Nassau, we had, you know, you always have the option to stay on the ship or get off the ship. I decided to stay on the ship, and the Royal Caribbean trainer actually had a scavenger hunt planned for that morning. So I got up, had some breakfast. Actually, I didn't even start off with breakfast. I got up when I wanted, right? Because I was by myself. Got up and got there for the scavenger hunt. Ran around the ship for a little bit, which was a lot of fun. Taking pictures and doing all that things. And then I had a massage scheduled for that day. I did have my times confused. So I thought it was at 12:15 and they told me it was 11:15. So when I got there, it was past my time. But they were able to fit me in later in the afternoon, because that's what I had planned, was to spend the day on the ship, walking around and getting massage and kind of pampering myself. So I just kind of went back to the room, took a nap, and then got up and had my massage, which was awesome. Stopped by Sorrento's afterwards, got some pizza, went and got a drink, and kind of just hung out on the ship for the day.
That sounds really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think a solo like short cruise is a really good thing. Okay. So
I think that's going to be one of the things that I start doing either for myself or either, you know, advertising it to other people, yeah. You know, once or twice a year, because it really was refreshing and relaxing. You know, Royal doesn't offer solo pricing. Right. So you still end up paying for two people. But for me, it was worth it, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I mean, on a short cruise, it is, you know, like obviously those are less expensive because they're shorter, you know, so it could be right. a nice little rejuvenating thing. So you got to go to their private island, perfect day at Coco Cay.
I did.
You've been there before, right?
I have. And there was another ship at port. I'm trying to remember which ship it was. So there were two ships in port. Whenever I'm at Coco Cay, I never feel like there's a ton of people because there's so many different places mm-hmm. for you to be and hang out and just relax. But by the time I got off the ship, I headed over by the pool just to kind of see how busy it was. And that's where a lot of people were hanging out because, you know, that's where the DJ is. It has the pool bar mm-hmm. and everybody's just in the water. So I made my way on over to Chill Island, which was not super packed. All the mm-hmm. beach beds were booked. So, and I hadn't booked one yet for this particular trip, but because it was me, I didn't feel like I needed one. Mm-hmm. But there were still lots of beach chairs available under trees with shade, just not, you know, out in the sun where you felt like you couldn't relax and get any shade. So I just grabbed a beach chair, had a couple drinks, got in the ocean, and just relaxed over there. It wasn't loud or crowded. I mean, the kids were still out playing and people were enjoying themselves, but it was not distracting at all.
I agree with you when you say that it doesn't feel crowded, you know, because there's so many sections you can go to that,
yep.
you know, and there's also a couple things you can pay extra for, but it sounds yep. like you did some of the free stuff, but I guess we should say that water park that you see on all the ads is not free.
Correct. So it that is not. Extra.
And then there's, what is it? The beach club. Is that what it's called? That's not adult only, but there's an upcharge for it. And you get like a upgraded lunch and stuff. So,
yeah.
And then, like breaking news, some people may have heard of this, but coming in January of 2024, there's going to be a new section opening called Hideaway Beach that's going to yep. be adult only. And there will be a charge
with
for that.
Las Vegas vibe is what they're yeah. you know, billing it as.
Yeah, it looks like that's going to be a big section too. So I'd be interested to see what they're going to charge for that, you know?
And Coco Cay is so big, I don't exactly know where it's going to be at. Because the way that they have the island designed, you don't know where there's construction because they kind of hide it mm-hmm. pretty good unless it's going to be another water park and things are sticking out, which it's not, right? So you just don't know. I guess it's going to be closer to the, and I don't know if you where you say the backside is. It's just not going to be exactly where all the other things that you visibly see are going to be at.
So I think when you come on to Perfect Day, when you're looking at the island from the ship and you come down that pier, I think it's going to be towards the right. Like, you know, okay. you could go to the right now and you can go into the water park, but I think it's going to be further back on that side. George, are you looking at it on Google right now?
Or? No, but I got the impression when I did look at it, it was just off of the pier to the left.
Oh.
But well, let me double check.
If you go to the right, that's where the living quarters are. Like when you're taking the tram back towards Chill Island, a lot okay. of that back there is like housing behind that fence. So it makes you okay. think that it would be that way, right? But that's a really good question. I guess
they showed us. I did a webinar and they showed us, but they kind okay. of they were calling the north side of the island something that I didn't realize was the north. I don't know. It had me all mixed up. So I was like, wait, that's north? You know, so obviously when I'm down there, I don't pay any attention to where the sun's coming up.
You just know where you're going to go, right?
So. Yeah, right. Yeah. And George, you still haven't been, right, to Coco Cay?
No.
I'm sorry.
The only time I was supposed to go there, the weather was bad. They couldn't dock. And ooh, my cruise in December is going back to Labadee for the third time. So no, still not yet.
So it says that it's going to be behind the water park.
Okay.
So it says, so as you walk up the perfect day, you'll take a right turn and then follow the coast to Hideaway Beach. So you were right, Sandy.
Okay. Cool. Yay, I was right. Yay. Yeah, there's so many places though. There's another, isn't there a place called, I can't remember what it's called, but when you first walk on, if you go over kind of towards the left where the Straw Market stuff is, there's kind of like this Cove Beach. Maybe it's called
Cocoa
Cove
Beach Club.
Well, Cocoa Beach Club is the one you pay for.
Are you talking about Chill Island? So there's Breezy Bay and there's Chill Island.
I don't, it's like, it's not attached to the ocean, or it is attached to the ocean, but it's by a bridge. And then it's, so the water's like really chill, you know, like it's Chill almost, Island.
It's gotta be Chill Island, right?
But Chill Island.
I'm gonna look at this map.
I really should be looking at a map too, because I'm like, obviously it just, I just remember being, there's like this area that I remember thinking, this is perfect for small children because there's like no waves. It's gradual entry, you know, it's not like, it's like a cove, but yeah, anyway.
It's Chill Island. Yeah, it's to the left. So when you look at the map, when you cross over the bridge, right, okay, and you kind of go to the left, that's Chill Island. And then on the other side of Chill Island is Breezy Bay, which is where I was kind of hanging out.
So which one has the, like, cabanas and stuff?
So the overwater cabanas is where, is Breezy Bay.
Okay. Okay. All right. So that makes sense. And then I've hung out over at South Beach too.
Yeah, but yeah.
South Beach is cool because it has a bar out in the water, which I like. Yep. Okay, cool. So what else? Let's talk a little bit more about the ship, because I feel like we didn't really delve into it. We talked about what's kind of added to it, but did you see any of the shows besides like the ice show?
I did. They have Grease on on the ship, and they did an amazing job with that.
That's really worth mentioning. Mm-hmm. That's something that they're taking away, you know, like, so they're taking away the Broadway shows on a lot of, like, the new ships don't really have them. Oh, that's cool. That's good to know. Did they have like a like one of the Royal Caribbean original type shows too, or
was they did. I did not make it to that show that particular night. That might have been the night that the ship was a little rocky. Because it's funny, as much as I love to cruise, that I do get seasick. And it wasn't like terribly rocky. But some nights when it moves a little bit more than I like, I do tend to just gravitate to the room and just kind of chill. So that's what I did. I think it was that night that they went to go see that show.
Okay. Just go to sleep. Yeah. What, you didn't have any bad weather though, did you? You're in September.
No, no bad weather whatsoever. Yeah. Okay. It was, you know, it was coming off the heels of that hurricane. You know, it was still out in the ocean or whatever, but we didn't have any issues whatsoever.
That's good. I know it's, September's iffy, but the prices in September can be so good.
I know. Yes.
it's worth taking
and
the chance.
And the weather, of course, is beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. September's a really good time to travel. So you said you went to Giovanni's for lunch. Is that something that's open to everybody, or was that just because you had a group in there? George, you're nodding.
It seemed to be open to everybody because it was, you know, we had our reserved tables, but there were quite a number of other people in there enjoying lunch as well.
And is there still a charge for lunch?
Yes. Okay. But it was a group, so I, you know, we didn't have to pay individually, but I think if they made reservations that they were definitely charged for it. Because I didn't see anybody just walking up in, and everybody stopped at the guest table before they went in.
Okay.
It's sort of a hidden tip for these specialty restaurants. Most of them do a lunch. At least I know for sure that Giovanni's and Jamie's on the other ships that still have them. I've done lunch there twice. The portions are almost as big as dinner, but the cost is quite a bit less. So
nice.
It's a pretty good deal.
That's good. If you,
it was delicious. I definitely highly, highly, highly recommend it.
Okay. How was the main dining?
I enjoy main dining, so I didn't have any issues. It's, you know, it's still the standard menu that they have.
Did you have anybody in your group with any dietary restrictions that they had to accommodate?
Not that I was aware of, no.
Okay. I always like to hear how they do that. I think Royal's pretty good. They like you to order the day before, though, if you're like gluten-free or something correct. Like that.
So yeah. I will tell you that my daughter does have an allergy, and on every Royal Caribbean cruise, that is definitely how they treat her. And they are definitely amazing with her and her allergy.
Awesome. All right. Anything we've left off that you want to be sure to mention?
I'm trying to think. I talked about my massage. That is always awesome. I would highly recommend it if you have the time to dedicate to yourself. Go get a massage because it definitely is worth it. But that's just, like, you know, take time to enjoy the ship. You know, they have the 70s party, the 80s party on the promenade a couple of nights a week. Just take advantage of everything they have. And as I mentioned, it's the right size ship. So you don't have to feel stressed that you only have a few days and try to hit everything because it's possible to, you know, get around and do those things. I got my Johnny Rockies milkshake. I went to the Battle of the Sexes game show night. So, you know, just got around and did, you know, some of the highlights of the ship. And then I was just able to relax and enjoy.
Nice. Does this ship have the promenade inside?
It does.
Okay, cool. All right, nice. All righty. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. And thank you once again, Nitra, for joining us tonight.
Yay. Thanks for the invitation. I appreciate it.
On behalf of George and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.